Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Traxión's fourth quarter 2018 and full year earnings call. All lines have been placed in a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for your questions and comments following the presentation. If you should require assistance throughout the conference, please press star zero. At this time, it's my pleasure to turn the floor over to Mr. Abby Leekjohn, Executive President. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I will briefly comment on strategic matter of the company, and then we'll hand over the call to Rodolfo Mercado, our Chief Executive Officer, who will discuss the operational results and the commercial side of the business. After that, Toño Tejedo, our Head of Investor Relations, will talk at length about the financial results of the company for both quarter and full year. I am very pleased to deliver the results of a very strong year. This period represents our first full year as a publicly traded company. During 2018, we consolidated Traxión as the leading transportation and logistics company in Mexico, with superior execution capabilities and a unique business model. 2018 was a complex and atypical year because of the elections in Mexico and the renegotiation of the NAFTA. Despite of that, Traxión experienced unprecedented growth. The company invested more than 5 billion pesos. We deployed more than 2.8 billion pesos in organic fleet expansion and roughly 2.2 billion pesos in M&A. That added two leading brands to our portfolio. With this capital deployment, we're able to tackle opportunities and better serve both new and existing clients. Most important is that this capital deployment and the tremendous growth was conducted maintaining our profitability metrics. Moreover, we refinanced our debt under much more attractive conditions and enhanced the financial structure of the company. In summary, Traxión fulfilled every commitment assumed during its IPO process and invested its resources in line with its profitability guidelines. We execute our M&A strategy that allows the company to enter other attractive business segments such as last mile logistics and refrigerated and petrochemicals cargo. The company has completed its platform and is prepared for strong organic growth. Moving on, our synergy plan evolves favorably. The company has consistently generated higher revenues with a lower level of expenses that resulted in an operating leverage. We expect this phenomenon to be sustainable in the long run. I am confident that we will finish implementing the shared services center before the first half of this year, and all the benefits will be fully reflected on financials. We see a very promising year ahead. In that matter, I want to elaborate on our 2019 guidance, which was included in yesterday's quarterly earnings release. We expect to be able to grow our revenues by 20% and our EBITDA by 25%. We expect growth in 2019 to be 100% organic, as we did not budget any M&A transaction, unless we encounter a very strategic or opportunistic deal. I am confident that we will achieve these solid results in the same way we were able to do so in 2018. We had a very strong commercial beginning this year, and we expect the business to present us with several attractive opportunities. Having said that, I will ask Rodolfo to walk you through the operational side of the business. Please, Rodolfo, go ahead.
Thank you, Abby. And thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I'm very excited to share with you the outstanding operating and financial results of Traxión for 2018. It was a great year. On the cargo segment, the company became much more productive. We integrated operations and fleets between MIM and Grupo SEED and allocated fleet more efficiently to more profitable clients, with immediately sustainable savings in costs and expenses. This resulted in an average fleet reduction of 1.7%, with an increase of 16.5 million kilometers driven over the year, and a growth of 10% in revenues per kilometer. This is a proof that our client optimization strategy continues to be successful. In terms of logistics, we expanded our warehouse space by more than 71,000 square meters, a growth of 23% compared to 2017, much more than the 50,000 square meters that we had planned. Revenue per square meter also increased for both the quarter and the year by 28.6% and 24.6% respectively. On the personnel and student transportation segment, we experienced pent-up demand virtually all year. There are increasingly more companies offering this kind of service to their employees, and we are by far the largest player with formidable regional execution capabilities. Our size and scale enable us to fulfill large contracts to even larger clients. We have a unique client service and commercial approach that allow us to source new clients and gain market share. These outstanding improvements were possible to the pristine execution of our business model and the superior capabilities of our management team. Shifting gears in terms of financial results, total revenues in 2018 reached 9,403 million pesos, a 33% growth compared to the last year revenue. Operating income grew 26.2%. EBITDA came at 1,785 million pesos, a healthy growth of 41.2% compared to 2017. Organic EBITDA totaled 1,655 million pesos, in line with our 2018 guidance. With this, I conclude my remarks. Now I will hand over to Toño Tejedo, who will discuss quarterly and annual results in greater details. Toño, please.
Thank you, Rodolfo. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for being with us today. Now, I'll walk you through Traxión's financial results in greater detail. I will first talk about the quarter, and then I will present annual results. This was a very strong year in both financial and operating terms. We continue to see high demand levels on the personal and student transportation segment. Moreover, we continue becoming a much more productive company on the cargo logistics side, and both business segments showed improvements on a year-on-year basis. Consolidated revenues reached 2,894 million pesos, a very healthy growth of 55.4% compared to the fourth quarter of 2017. The cargo logistics business recorded revenues of 1,805 million pesos, which represents a growth of 72.4% compared to the fourth quarter of 2017. This increase is mainly due to a greater efficiency in our trucking companies, a much more profitable fleet allocation, increasing prices, expansions in the logistics business with both existing and new clients, and the contribution of 219 million pesos and 307 million pesos, respectively, of Redpack and Bisonte, two of the companies acquired by Traxión in 2018. Excluding this contribution, revenues increased 21.9%, a very healthy organic growth. The personal and student transportation segment continued to show strong demand activity in the Bajío North and Central regions. We captured new clients with an average of 1,278 buses that entered service compared to the fourth quarter of last year. In terms of revenue, the segment grew 34% to reach 1,088 million pesos. This is due to the progression of new business generated throughout the year and required investment for incremental fleet. This is mainly organic growth as well. Moving on, operating costs totaled 2,030 million pesos, an increase of 57.5% compared to the fourth quarter of last year. This expansion is mainly due to the increase in operations that resulted in a growth in consolidated revenues, as well as increases in fuel prices of roughly 20.3% throughout the year, and an increase in fleet maintenance driven by the organic growth in fleet and the integration of the fleets of Redpack, Bisonte, and Roncalli. Most important, labor costs recorded a moderate increase of 16.3%, which is well below the growth in revenues, and is mainly due to the progress of the synergies plan and the integration among subsidiaries, showing direct and tangible savings of 12 million pesos just in the quarter. Our other costs showed an increase of 75.6%, which is above the growth of revenues and is explained mainly by pre-operating costs of new fleet commissioning, costs related to expansions in facilities in both segments, and costs associated with the structure of Redpack and its points of sale that need to be classified in this line given their nature. On the expenses side, the company recorded 578 pesos of expenses. This represents a growth of 34.4% compared to the fourth quarter of 2017, which is significantly lower than the growth of consolidated revenues. Expenses were 20% of sales. This is a 310 basis point compression compared to the same period of last year and is mainly explained by the progression of the synergies plan. All of that resulted in a very impressive consolidated EBITDA growth of 101.6% to reach 579 million pesos in the year, in the quarter. This was driven by the increase in consolidated revenues, the contribution of both Redpack and Bisonte, and fleet expansion, both organic and inorganic. This resulted in a margin of 20%. If we exclude the contribution of Redpack and Bisonte, the organic margin is 20.3%. Again, a very impressive result. Now, comprehensive financial result recorded an expense of 110 million pesos and is explained by higher quarterly interest expense as a result of a larger average debt compared to the same period of last year, a reduced gain on foreign exchange, lower interest income due to the IPO proceeds in the fourth quarter of last year, and finally, a decreased impact on financial instruments. As you can see, this comprehensive financial result has a much larger component of interest expense. Finally, net income for the quarter recorded 212 million pesos, which is 5.2% less than the fourth quarter of last year, which included a much larger foreign exchange gain due to the position in dollars held in treasury to face capex for 2018. This effect was offset in the fourth quarter of 2018 by an exceptional 66.1% growth in operating income. Shifting gears, I'll now walk you through the results of the full year. Consolidated revenues were driven by growth in both segments. They totaled 9,403 million pesos, a very healthy 33% growth compared to last year. Our cargo and logistics segment recorded an increase of 1,461 million pesos, which represents a growth of 36.3% compared to 2017. These revenues were driven by a much more productive operation that resulted in an increase of 16.5 million kilometers driven with a smaller fleet, with a 10% hike in revenues per kilometer. Redpack and Bisonte contributed with 534 million pesos and 307 million pesos respectively. Excluding this contribution, revenues of the cargo and logistics segment grew by 620 million pesos. Again, a very healthy growth of 15.4%. Revenues in our logistics business also grew significantly, driving an expansion of more than 71,000 square meters of warehouse space, which, as Rodolfo already mentioned, is well above than the 50,000 square meters of annual expansion that we had planned. This resulted in a 24.6% increase in revenue per square meter. On the other hand, our personal and student transportation segment increased its revenues by 870 million pesos, which implied a growth of 28.6% compared to 2017. This figure is particularly impressive since it is 100% organic, as a result of all the new business generated throughout the year, and was driven by a strong demand, expansion of both existing and new clients, and increasing prices. The company was able to capture new clients and gain market. We have a very strong regional presence, an exceptional commercial force. Traxión was able to tackle profitable opportunities in the most dynamic regions of the country. In terms of costs, Traxión recorded 6,585 million pesos in operating costs. This represents a 30.7% growth compared to 2017 and is slightly below the growth of consolidated revenues, which means that there are efficiencies and synergies within our cost structure. As a percentage of revenues, total costs showed a 120 basis point compression from 71.2% in 2017 to 70% in 2018. Again, proof that our structure is becoming more efficient. Fuel, our most representative cost, showed an increase of 33.4%, which is in line with growth in revenues, and was slightly impacted by an increase of more than 20% in fuel prices throughout 2018. Labor costs recorded an increase of 12.1%, which is significantly lower than that of revenues, and was mainly driven by the integration of subsidiaries that resulted in a reduction of 280 basis points as a percentage of sales, and approximately 52 million pesos in savings derived from the synergies plan. As in the quarterly results, fleet maintenance costs increased 62.9% and was mainly due to the organic expansion of the passenger fleet and the integration of the fleets of Redpack, Bisonte, and Roncalli, whose maintenance costs were not recorded in 2017, and finally by an increase of roughly 17% in kilometers driven. Finally, our other costs, excluding depreciation and amortization, showed an increase of 42.5%. This was mainly driven by expansions in facilities needed to support growth in both segments, to pre-operational costs due to new fleet commissioning, and some costs of Redpack, whose structure is different in nature to the rest of the subsidiaries and need to be classified in this line. In terms of expenses, we experienced an interesting phenomenon this year. General expenses grew 35.1% in 2018. This increase was impacted by approximately 97 million pesos of non-recurring expenses for restructuring of our subsidiaries and their integration to the shared services center. Furthermore, Redpack and Bisonte also contributed to expenses by 229 million pesos and 20 million pesos respectively. If we exclude all the above, then the organic growth of the expenses in 2018 is 10.1%. reaching 1,551 million pesos. Of course, there were other contributions to this line, such as pre-operating expenses of new fleet commissioning and the natural expansion due to growth in revenues. Moving on, EBITDA recorded 1,785 million pesos, a very healthy growth of 41.9% versus 2017, with a margin of 19%. This result was driven by the increase in revenues and operating income, a larger depreciation cost, the aforementioned restructuring expenses, and Redpack's and Bisonte's contribution of 59 and 71 million pesos respectively. Without such contribution, organic EBITDA margin is 19.3%. In terms of comprehensive financial results, Traxión recorded an expense of 434 million pesos in this line. This was mainly driven by a foreign exchange loss, a negative effect on financial instruments, and higher financing fees. The result was partially offset by lower interest expense compared to 2017 due to a more efficient cost of debt. Traxión actually paid 5 million pesos less of interest expense in 2018 compared to 2017. Finally, net income recorded 434 million pesos, a very robust growth of 28.9% compared to that of 2017. This expansion was driven by the increase in revenues, improvements in cost per kilometer, efficiencies in expenses, and a lower effective tax rate. CapEx exercised during 2018 was 2,830 million pesos, which is more than double of what the company exercised the prior year. Operating cash flows totaled 824 million pesos, a growth of 89.8% compared to 2017. As you can see, this was a very busy year with a very positive outcome. We will continue harvesting results from our investments. Our cargo and logistics segment looks a lot better than last year, and the personnel and student transportation segment continues providing us with good investment opportunities. With this, I conclude my remarks and open the floor to Q&A.
Thank you, sir. The floor is now open for your questions. If you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. If you are using a speakerphone, we ask that while posing your question, you pick up your handset to provide favorable sound quality. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question or comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Please hold while we poll for your questions. We'll take our first question from Alberto Valero with UBS.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my questions. I have a couple here. The first one about the margins. Would you know if you could give us a color on the margins from the new business, El Bisonte and Redpack, comparison with the old business or the current and original business of Traxión?
Sure.
Hi, Rogério. How are you? This is Wolf. Good morning. Answering you the questions. As we mentioned before, mainly the margins that we have in Redpack and Bisonte. Bisonte is mainly the same as the cargo and logistics side that we had before, around the 20% margin. And Redpack has a lower margin. It's around 10 and 13% margin, about that kind of model of the company.
Perfect. And if you also could give me a call about the increase in unit revenue for cargo and warehouse that you present on this quarter, what this came from?
Can you repeat the question, please?
About the increasing prices for the unit revenue from cargo and warehouse that I saw this quarter. I saw a higher volume and a higher tariff as well. If you could give some color how the increase in tariff came.
Yes.
Hi, Rogero. This is Rodolfo. So I think there's two main things. Of course, the seasonality of the business in the last quarter is much better in cargo and logistics than the average of the year, but also the efficiency of the fleet. We have allocated the fleet with better clients, and we have we are searching for better price per kilometer, so that's why the revenues per kilometer has increased in the last quarter.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And the last two questions I promise you, it's about the non-recurring expense about NYM and Group Seeds that we saw in the third quarter, and now we see this again. I'd like to know if you have some more to come in 2019. And the last one would be the CapEx that you estimate for the growth into 2019. I see that this year the organic CapEx was $2.8 billion, and if you can take this in consideration for the next year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rogério. Answering you the question, the first one, yes, as Abby was mentioned before, we're expecting to finalize this first process until this first half of 2019, so we're expecting a few more of these non-recurrent expenses for the first half. We expect it to be lower than the 2018 non-recurrent expenses. And if we're talking about the CapEx of 2019, as you mentioned, we're expecting for this budget or for this guidance for 2019, the $1.8 billion, mainly organic, or all of you will be organic, also mainly because of the growth that we are expecting in the transportation, personal transportation segment, and also of the cargo and logistics segment.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah. We'll take our next question from Lucas Barbosa with Morgan Stanley.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations for the results. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on what your 2019 guidance implies in terms of fleet growth for the cargo and for the personal and student transportation business. That's my first question. Then I'll do my second one. Thanks.
Hi, Lucas. How are you? The expecting growth that we are looking for, it's around 10%. That's a combined basis of the cargo and also the personal segment. It's mainly or more relevant of the transportation segment on the personal side than on the cargo side, but we're growing in both segments.
Perfect. Thanks very much. And then my second question is regarding the M&As of Bizonte and Redback. I just wanted to hear which initiatives you had in mind when you at the time of the acquisition. So what initiatives you had in mind at that time, and which of them you had already delivered and which ones you are still working on?
Hi, Lucas, this is Tonio. In Redpack, we have strengthened significantly the structure. We need, as we have discussed many times, we need to... The company is still operating as it was, but we are strengthening management, we are strengthening processes, systems. The overall structure of the company is being strengthened in order to be able to face the growth that we have in mind. Remember that our goal with Redpack is not to grow 20 or 30% its EBITDA, but multiply that EBITDA many times in the coming years. So that's the status right now with Redpack. And with Bizonte, we have been conducting some investments in new fleet, and in especially new equipment, because you know that Bizonte is a very a specialized cargo company, and the trailers are different, so they need a different CapEx process. We have been doing so lately in the last 2 months, and we expect those equipments to be delivered and start working shortly.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thanks very much.
We'll take our next question from Stephen Trent with Citi.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my question. I was curious when I think about M&A, a follow-up to the gentleman from Morgan Stanley. You know, maybe last year or the year before, you guys were telegraphing that you wanted to do a lot more M&A. You know, and now for 2019, you're essentially saying that the growth should just be organic, you know, excluding the year-on-year comparisons that we'll have for at least part of this year from Redback and Bisnote. So in that regard, how should we think about M&A in 2020 and thereafter? Are you guys kind of making a shift in your M&A strategy, or is this kind of a temporary phase that you're expecting?
Yes, Steven. It is the M&A that we mentioned in the IPO process. Wanted to enter into a very attractive business as last mile logistics to attend e-commerce or transportation of oil derivatives and also refrigerated cargo. So we are already into these business segments that we see very attractive. And for now, we believe we complete the platform, and we have the capability to grow organically in different segments that we see very profitable niches or segments in transportation. So through our platform that we have right now, we have the capability to invest the resources of Traxión on a more profitable way, because we do our investments in around 4x EBITDA, and that's more profitable than do an M&A. And we believe that for now we have a very strong platform in Traxión. So that's in the short term, but we don't discard that we can do some opportunistic acquisition that will be strategic or on a very good price in our strategy in the future.
Okay, appreciate that. So that could conceivably include an M&A opportunity this year, even though you don't necessarily see one at this point. Is that fair to say?
Yes, we are not looking for that actively, because we have the capability to invest all the resources that we want to invest this year in organic growth. But if some acquisition or one acquisition arrives that we see that very strategic, we can do it, but it's not the main strategy for this year.
Got it. And finally, just one last one for me. When you guys think about your fleet growth, and how rapid it's been, do you envision needing to make any changes in how you're procuring your fleet or on asset turnover type issues with respect to, how quickly you're going to need to replenish your trucks or anything along those lines?
No, that goes aligned. We are comfortable with our strategy and the average age of our fleet.
Oh, okay, let me stop there. I'll let someone else ask a question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll take our next question from Santiago de Leon with GBM.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. It's the first thing is, what will happen with the YEP subsidy with this new government coming in? And will you be able to accredit it for 2019? Thank you.
Hi, Santiago. How are you? Yes, as you mentioned, we will be able to make us the same as we were doing in the last year. So we don't expect any other change for this year.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one on your touch-tone telephone if you would like to ask a question. Star one at this time, please. We do have a question coming through from Edson Nerdegia.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. The first one is about the consolidated EBITDA. Could you give us more information about what type of operating improvements this subsidiary as a part of this growth in the margin?
Sorry, Edson, we didn't hear very clearly. Could you speak closer to the headset?
Sure. Do you listen? Do you hear me?
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes. Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering about that EBITDA consolidating margin, and if you can provide us more information about how these operating improvements with subsidiary impact on that margin.
Sorry, let me repeat the question. Do you want to know about how the shared services center is impacting positively the EBITDA margin?
Mainly because in the first part of the consolidating EBITDA, you show us that it is 579 million, but in the margin part of in the change percent of the margin, you show us 101%. So I'm asking how these operating improvements with subsidiary impacted that margin. If you can give us more information about that.
How can we improve the margin on subsidiaries, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. First, when we are uploading all subsidiaries into the shared services center, the shared services center is mainly due to concentrate or centralize all the non-core activities of every subsidiary, such as administration, human resources, procurement, all those activities that are non-core to the operation are going to be conducted through the shared services center in every company. Okay. Having said that,
okay,
the shared services center, the immediate impact of the shared services center in the subsidiaries is that they are going to save on costs and expenses. Okay. And that's going to translate into improved margins.
And if we add that our sales are increasing with a lower expenses, so that's the way we increase the our EBITDA margin.
It's an operating leverage. We are through the shared services center, we're going to be able to generate more revenue with a consistently lower level of expenses.
All right. Okay, I got it. And my second question is about your 2018 guidance. I wanna hear your thoughts about the consensus of the forecast of the Mexican economy for 2018, and if you are expecting, and I don't know, a positive or negative impact about this whole economic outlook that we are looking for 2018.
Yeah, and you are referring to 2019, right?
Yeah, about the guidance, because the consensus in the market is the Mexican economy is not going to be growing at rates of 2% or 2.1%. And in my perspective, don't get me wrong, probably your guidance is too optimistic. So I don't know if you have any, like, outlook of a positive or negative impact about this probably a slowdown economy.
Yeah, I mean, we have a very strong beginning of the year. We have already closed many new contracts that allowed us to be confident with our guidance for this year. So we have two phenomena. We are getting new clients. We are attending investments that have already in place, and there are new investments in our in the business. For example, in the automotive industry, but also we are gaining market share. So that's the reason that we are getting so strong growth for 2019.
Okay, I got it. Okay, thank you so much, and congratulations for the results.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's star one on your touch-tone telephone. If you do have a question, star one at this time, please. We'll pause just another moment. Ms. Liching, at this time, there appear to be no further questions. I'll turn the call back over to you for any closing comments.
Yeah. So just to wrap up the call, I would like to highlight that 2018 was a great year, and 2019 is evolving very favorably. Traxión is a leading company in the industry with high growth, strong balance sheet, and a unique platform. We invested heavily in 2018, and the results have not yet been fully reflected. Our guidance for this year observes profitability and economies of scale, together with the full impact of the investment conducted last year. Thank you for your confidence. Have an excellent day.